My name is Chris Baker. I was born and raised in Wenatchee. I attended Wenatchee High School. Both of my parents were public school teachers, and I learned a lot about community service from them and the value of caring for everybody in your community, and especially those in need. I earned several scholarships in high school for academic work, and I also earned the rank of Eagle Scout. I attended Washington State University and earned a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science, and then moved to Seattle for a couple of years and worked various jobs, and then decided to go back to school. Before going back to Central, I traveled for 3 months in Australia and New Zealand, and then I went to Central Washington University to get my teaching credentials. In 95, I got my teaching credentials, and then I worked for 8 years in the public school system. I coached all the sports and activities from sixth grade sports all the way up to varsity sports. And then also started my master's degree while I was teaching. And I decided to leave the teaching career, but still finished my master's degree in 2008. It was actually the old go to the classroom in the desk master's, which I'm proud of because I think that's a lot more difficult than online. After the 2017 school year in Wenatchee, we decided to move to Chelan. We traveled all summer with our kids and our dog through Montana and Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, California, Oregon. And the whole time we were thinking we could settle in any of these towns or cities and start our new careers and a new life. But we never found anywhere as great as Chelan. Chelan's always been my happy place. Like I said, my parents were both public school teachers, so we were able to come up to Chelan this summer. My parents bought their cabin in 1978, I think, so we bought a tiny cabin about 6 years ago, so we've been coming up here very frequently, and we moved here 3 years ago full-time. My wife and I have both dove headfirst into the community. I've been in Rotary for 12 years. I've been coaching youth sports up here in Chelan for the last 3 years. We're both passionate about the community and want to make Chelan the best place possible. My wife is actually on the Chelan Valley Housing Trust, which is important to her. I was also the chairperson for the Citizens Committee for the school bond. And also, when I was in Rotary, I was the chairperson for the North Central Washington Sports Awards, which we raised about $25,000 per year for high school scholarships. I've had my own house painting business for 15 years. And 2 years ago, I started my home watching business, which is basically keeping an eye on homes here in Chelan Valley that are unoccupied most of the time. A couple of my hobbies are fishing and golfing. And basically, I just wanted to state that I'm a forward-thinking, positive person. I don't have any bias. I don't have any skin in the game as far as a business downtown. I'm very interested in youth activities and how we can serve our youth. Because
Chris, you have about a minute left, so just so you know where the time's at.
Okay, thank you. You know, I think if we give our youth a great chance to grow up in a great city, a great community, they will be great leaders in our community or wherever they settle. Like I said, I'm open-minded to all opinions, and I think I'm a great communicator. I've met a lot of people in the community so far, and I think the more involvement with community, the better, even with government. So thank you for your time, and I'll take questions.
Right on schedule. Council, anybody have a question?
I have a question, Bob.
Okay, you're up first, then we'll go to Savando and Aaron.
Gunnar, where did you do your teaching?
I taught in Wenatchee, Bellevue, and Issaquah, and Arizona, actually. Sorry, Gunnar is my middle name and my son's name, so I'm on his Zoom name.
Yeah, I've seen you on Zoom on the Parks Board for some time, yeah. And I've gotten to think of you as Gunnar, so.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chris.
I joined the Parks Board about 9 months ago. I also think that that's probably the most direct way the city can help our youth is making our parks as best as possible.
Lavondo?
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. So where do you see the future of Shelani heading? Where do you see it when it comes to the local community, our local citizens, and also taking in consideration our economic and development growth, tourism, and what's your idea of combining all these efforts to have infrastructure to accommodate all this growth?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think agriculture will always be a big part of our area, and tourism, obviously. I think the city, without knowing the numbers, I think the city had a great, great summer considering COVID. I think most people were not flying, so they were just driving to Chelan. It seemed as busy as ever to me, and the businesses that I talked to said they had great, great summers. I would just like to make sure that those tourism dollars, again, filter down to people that live here and specifically benefit kids in the community if possible.
Thank you.
Aaron?
What do you see as the one area that you think our city council can improve on the most?
Well, I would probably say involving the community more. I think most people know there are open meetings and you can attend and put your opinion in. And especially like when I was working with the Citizens Committee for the school bond, we were trying to get as many people as possible. And the one that we had free food, people showed up to. But the other ones, not so much. And it was kind of the same people having the same negative comments. They would make sure they got in there. But I think just community outreach. I think Chelan's a great place. That could, with a few small changes could be made way better. I mean, I would say probably South Lake Tahoe is the closest place that we traveled to that was similar to Chelan, but it's become overgrown and a little bit Leavenworthy. Mm-hmm. So I think Chelan is the best.
Great, thank you.
Any other council members?
Looks like Tim had a question.
Yeah, I had a question. I guess, what do you see as the kind of the biggest issues or difficulties facing the city right now or facing the community, and what might be the city's role in addressing that, if it has any role?
Well, I think affordable housing is going to continue to be a big issue. The Community Housing Trust is off to a really good start. It's important. It'd be nice if everybody that worked in Chelan could live as close to possible as Chelan to really buy into the community and feel an ownership with it. So I would say that's probably the biggest issue is affordable housing and the rising costs of just a regular family home being almost unaffordable to a person that just has a middle type income.
One more question. Anybody? Well, thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Mayor.
You made a good presentation.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.